T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh. 2 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. The L is there. I'm here. Ike, how you doing?
What's happening, Joseph?
How are you?
Oh, man. Joseph Santaligiglio.
That's right. For the next 4 hours, I am in for John Marks. We got a lot to get into here. 215-592-9494.
I'm excited today.
Listen, we got a good show here. We got 4 hours to hang out before your vacation starts. Mm-hmm. So you got to bring it for the next 4 hours. I will try to.
I have no problem doing that.
Jack will
can't
try
have
to
check it out over there. 5-8.
No, we're not going to allow that. We got Stump the Millennial later. Jack's going to apologize for something he said on the show yesterday. That was just,
ridiculous.
Jack was wrong. It's a mistake. Jack's going to own it later.
Hey, Donovan, Chess Pat, it was on me.
It was on Jack. So we'll get to all that. But here's what we got to start with. So yesterday, I was we know the Phillies are arriving today, right? The players are getting here. They're getting tested. Tomorrow is going to be the start of, or Friday, the start of workouts for the Phillies. And we hope they're all good to go and healthy. But there is one story that's hanging over the Phillies as we start them coming back and baseball come back. And that's still this JT Realmuto thing. And yesterday, like, I was driving and I heard Todd Zielecki on with you guys. And Todd made the point that, you know, while he thinks the Phillies need to keep this guy and keep him on this team, he wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies did not work something out. You know, there's no contract here, and this goes to free agency. And I mean, the last couple of days has been everyone mad at Matt Klentak, and last week we heard about what JT wanted. And here's where I'm at on this. I don't want the Phillies to give JT too many years. I want to keep him. He's an excellent player. I want to keep him, but I would be comfortable, rather than overpaying and bidding against themselves right now, if I'm the Phillies, I'm fine letting him go into free agency, see what's out there, and try to win the bidding then. I'm not overpaying him now and giving him 6 years, which would be 7 if you include this year. He's 29 going on 30. If I'm the Phillies, I would rather allow JT Realmuto to walk into free agency, see if he can get the money and years he wants. I don't think he can, and I sign him then. I'm not overpaying. I'm letting him walk.
Yeah, there's no way I believe the Phillies can allow that to happen. And this is the bed that they made, and so they're going to have to lay in it, man. And once you decided to give up the players that you gave up to acquire JT Realmuto, there was a reason why you did that. A, the player that he is, and B, the vision that you had for him, bringing him here. And that in no uncertain terms entailed a year and a half worth of baseball.
Well, that couldn't have been the idea, because
exactly,
otherwise you gave too much.
Right? I mean, there's no way you could have had that as your vision. And I understand we're in a pandemic. I understand when Matt Klentak says, okay, the landscape of what negotiations made it look like a couple months ago, they've changed.
Sure.
I can understand that.
He's right about that.
I can understand that. But here's the thing. You're not going to be able to use that entirely to lowball a player of JT Realmuto's ability. You're not going to be able to do that. And while I think in theory your plan is a good plan, it's prudent, it's safe, it's almost you're rolling the dice, banking on a low market value, driving JT back to you to accept a deal that you deem team friendly.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know what those numbers are, but it better not be a number that's insulting to JT Realmuto, because athletes, they got a funny way of thinking, and athletes want to be wanted. They want to be appreciated. And the only way you can show an athlete that, not putting his face on a billboard, you know, not giving him a lifetime parking spot at Citizens Bank Park. Like that.
That won't do it?
No, that stuff ain't going to do it. A lifetime supply, whatever. That's not going to do it. Money, money, money. That's the only way athletes interpret how much you care about them. Now, this is as it pertains to a ball club. Mm-hmm. This is how it pertains to a ball club, because it works in the same vein for ball clubs. The only way they can only way you can show them how valuable you are to them is how much you produce on the field, which brings in fans, right?
And hopefully wins. You produce
and wins,
team's
yes,
better.
And wins. So to me, with JT, they have to do whatever it is that's necessary to make sure he remains in a Phillies uniform. I don't know what those numbers are. If it's a deal that's going to be team friendly and JT is okay with that, I got no problem with that. So one thing I've always said about these guys as players, I don't care how much money they make, right? All I care about is having the player on my team.
Right. And I get that, Ike. And
that's all I care about.
In general, in a league that doesn't have a salary cap, I think most fans feel that way. But here's the thing I can't get out of my mind. We haven't seen if John Middleton is actually willing to go over the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. And until we do, like, we don't know what Matt Klentak has to work with. If he has an unlimited salary, then I wouldn't care how much they pay JT. But if you have a team, and they still haven't gone over the tax, ever, the mm-hmm. Phillies haven't.
Right.
So if they're willing to, I think that will change what Klentak would offer him, because I think he wants to keep the player.
Yeah.
But if he knows that he, you know, we're not sure if we're going over the tax, we don't know what kind of money's going to be out there for us to spend, he can't just give him what he wants. The whole thing, here's what I'm worried about. Mm-hmm. I'm worried they're going to overpay him because they're afraid to lose him. He's a catcher, which means the odds are he's not going to remain really productive for the whole length of the contract. That's most catchers. So if they get 3 or 4 years, great. But the last two are probably not going to be great. And the part I'm scared about is the Phillies are going to act like the Sixers did last summer, where mm-hmm. they traded a lot for Tobias Harris. Now, I think JT's a better player than Tobias. You know, he's more valuable than Tobias is to the Sixers.
Okay.
But they traded a lot for Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think the Sixers felt like we can't let him go. We can't really let him go into free agency. We have to re-sign him for basically max money now. And he's not worth max money.
Facts.
Not worth it.
Okay.
And it hurts the team moving forward, having that contract on the books.
No, signing Al Horford hurts this team.
Well, that's a different problem.
Yeah, that's a different argument. But my only point is that I say that to say people view that and they'll say, well, his production doesn't match the money that he's making.
Well, it doesn't.
Well, here's the thing. In the NBA, there's only about 7 of those players that are worth that type of money. Yet still, there are players making max contracts every year because teams are desperate. And the only way some of these teams that are in locations that aren't necessarily places of destination, you're going to have to overpay a guy to come and play in your city. And because the Sixers overpaid and traded for him, they had to make sure they kept him here. It's the exact same situation. I know we don't want to swallow that blue pill. I know we don't want to do it.
I'm not swallowing it.
But the Phillies are going to have to.
Well,
because for what they gave up, Joe, they have to.
Well, they don't have to because they could allow him to go into free agency and they could see if his market really is what it is. Like, there's no reason if he goes into free agency, he can't come back. It's not like a rule where you let him go
sure.
and then it's over. They could see what's out there. And if he gets the offers he thinks he's worth, John Middleton could always come in right on the white horse and say, JT, mm-hmm. you're not leaving. I'm overpaying you. But they might get a better deal. They might make a smarter deal by waiting here.
Okay.
They might.
That's fine. That's fine as long as the end result is he's here.
I don't want to overpay.
Like
I'd let him walk instead of overpaying.
Nah.
Look, you know, part of the reason the Phillies fell down in the mid-2010s, the aughts, whatever we call them, is, I mean, think about how many of those guys got old and eroded, from Utley to Rollins to Howard. They held on too long. They gave out contracts that were too long for players that were going to soon be on the decline. And this happens all the time in sports. And old players on a lot of big money deals, you're not winning like that. It's really hard to win like that.
Yeah, but here's the problem for the Phillies. When you've done a poor job of drafting and developing players for the past 8 years, and I'm just going off for after the four aces, the 102 wins in 2011. So from 2012, when they started missing the playoffs, to now, where they still haven't been in the playoffs, they've drafted high, they've drafted players. That's your fault you haven't hit on young players. And if you want a fan base to continue to financially support you by coming down there, you had better have good players on this
Without
team.
Without a doubt.
I talked about this before when they were so-called setting up for free agency for Bryce Harper and Machado. And people didn't want to trade for Machado in the middle of the season because you can get him in free agency and you don't give up Sixto Sanchez and this and that and the other. It's all I heard. And we talked about how nobody's coming down here to the ballpark. Why aren't the Phillies exciting anymore? Because pro sports are about star athletes. It's star athletes. You want the entertainment dollar from your consumers. You had better give them a reason to pay these ridiculous prices coming down to your ballpark. You better give them a reason to buy the ridiculous cable package that's offered that you have to watch this team. And if you don't have stars on this team, I'm taking my entertainment dollars somewhere else. And you take arguably your best player, most likely your second best player, off this team, and I'm excluding Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler because they're pitchers. I'm talking about everyday hitters, everyday guys. What's that signaling to your fan base? What is that signaling to Bryce Harper, who I'm sure when he decided to come here with that $330 million, John Middleton sold him on building a winning team.
Mm-hmm.
And that team down in Washington that he left just won a World Series?
Yeah, Bryce watched it happen.
Bryce had to watch that? How do you explain that to your best player that you aren't bringing in players so that he has a chance to compete? But you're letting players go over money. And see, when it boils down to it, Bryce Harper gets the pressure heaped on him even more. You're not releasing pressure off Bryce Harper.
Putting more on.
You're putting more on him.
You would.
When you take away players like JT Realmuto, John Middleton, whatever you got to do, you usually have to come in and clean up Matt Klintak's mess.
Not that a potted plant sitting in the corner.
No potted plants over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's no potted plant. And I tell you what, Joe, I don't know what the total number JT's looking for, but I was saying this to Jack yesterday, just for round figure's sake, let's say it's $100 million. It'd be hard to turn down a contract worth $100 million right now.
From a player perspective?
From a player perspective. Okay, so if I spread that out over 6 years, I get help from it from a salary cap or luxury tax standpoint, and – at 29 years old, 30 next year when this deal kicks in, you're guaranteed $100 million in a climate where people aren't necessarily giving out $100 million contracts.
Maybe not, especially after what's going on this year. That
right?
could change things. But here's I hear you, and the Bryce thing is significant because Bryce took less per year to come here, so he's going to expect them to spend on other players. But they can't make decisions to keep Bryce Harper happy. They can't make decisions to make us happy. They have to build the best team, and
what?
I don't think giving record money to a catcher going into his 30s builds the best team. 215-592.
Sound like Matt Klintak, man. 94. Like,
the
man.
Landscape has changed.
Oh, never go full Klintak.
I had to.
Did the player exceed your evaluation?
No, I didn't say that. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Would you rather overpay for JT Realmuto or let him walk into free agency? I'd rather let him walk. I think some crazy. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Obviously, I don't need to tell you guys this, but the landscape that we left in March is going to be different than the one we return to now. And we just have to see, how that manifests itself in our discussions. We still love the player. We still would love to have him in red pinstripes for the long haul. But, there's a lot of uncertainty in the game right now on a variety of levels. So we just need to factor all that in. So I wish I had a more concrete time frame to give you, Todd, but I think we just need to play that out, and I really don't know the answer to that.
What a Matt Klintak answer. A Matt Klintak. And he's not wrong. Welcome back. Mark Cerise, Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. 215-592-9494. Everyone's mad at Matt Klintak the last couple days. He's not wrong for what he said. And my guess on what he meant by a lot has changed, the landscape has changed, is he doesn't think JT Realmuto can get the money that he's asking for.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't think anybody else will pay a catcher going into his 30s record money. And like, we're talking about, based on some of the reporting out there and guesses on what JT might want, 6 years, $140 million for a catcher in his 30s, Ike, I'd rather let JT Realmuto walk into free agency than overpay him now. They're bidding against themselves.
Yeah, that's fine. They put themselves in this position. I mean that's really what it boils down to. I mean, if JT Realmuto was a player that had come up through your system and blossomed late and is getting ready to hit free agency and he's asking for this type of money and you wanted to go ahead and let him walk, oh, okay, that's fine. But you changed the dynamics of it when you gave away what was supposed to be an ace pitcher.
Yep.
A top-of-the-rotation pitcher. And you had a young catcher who you could have continued to develop.
Yeah, they pushed the envelope, and now it's time to pay the bill.
Yeah,
and
I mean, that's to me what it basically boils down to.
But do two wrongs make a right? And I don't even – I mean, the trade itself – I mean, JT was really good last year, so I don't think many people think it was wrong. But it could turn out to be one. Saul is up in the Northeast. What's up, Saul?
Yes, I believe that you should pay him. And the reason is because he's not only a player and a hitter, he's a catcher. He controls and works with the pitching staff. Many times that is the key to a whole game, the way a catcher controls the pitching staff, the type of pitches that he thinks are – and he's key. When you have such a catcher like he is, he's not only considered the best catcher hitting-wise, he's also considered the best catcher calling pitches and managing a pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all it's important, and it's why catchers are rare, especially catchers that can hit. But what you're saying, like I'll say the same thing, but the other side of it, he's a catcher. How long is he going to stay at this level, Saul? Most catchers don't age well into their 30s. It's a tough position to play.
I think if you look at the premier catchers, they go well into their 30s.
I would say very few do that.
Well, but here's the other thing with him, and this is what I like about JT. He's an athlete. He's not your normal catcher. When we stood next to him down in spring training, I'm looking at him like, dude, you could have been a little linebacker or a running back or something, just looking at his build.
Yeah, his calves.
Yeah. No, that's what you were looking at, Jack.
How good are the calves, Jack?
Johnny Drama, that's what you were looking
at. His calves were unbelievable.
Are the calves worth 140?
Yeah, they stuck out. He stuck out.
Those things did look like Popeye's forearms,
right,
man. Yeah.
He is a great athlete. Yeah. Calves aside, he's a great athlete. He can run. Most catchers can't run. He could do all these things.
And let me ask you this. Would he have the ability to either be a first baseman later?
I think
you want to move him from catcher?
I could even see him playing left field.
I was just going to say, could he play left field? That's the other position I was about to go to.
I think he could. And you know what? The Phillies might factor that all in.
You know he is. He's factoring it in.
Of course. Great athlete. He can move positions. But here's what I'll say about that. Although it would help make him more valuable and, you know, make him last longer, his offense, while really good, it doesn't stand out at first base or left field.
Sure, I'm with you there.
For a catcher, it's like, wow, he really hits. But if he's playing left field, he's basically hitting like most other left fielders. He would just be – he'd be good. You know, he wouldn't be superior. So it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But I don't think it's the reason to give him all this money. I mean, it's one thing – like Mike Piazza, that guy hit so much that, you know, you just want to keep him in the lineup.
Sure.
That's not JT. I mean, I don't want to overrate him, even though I like him. He's not the greatest hitter. He's a good hitter and a really good catcher.
Yeah, but I think how much better will he continue to get being in a lineup if you keep building this lineup right? If you keep putting talent in the lineup? Like, his value is going to be immeasurable, in my opinion, when you're talking about working a pitching staff, when you're talking about being the best defensive catcher in the game. And the fact that last year hitting 25 home runs, if he can stay at that pace. See, I think you guys are too caught up in year 5 and 6. And what's he going to look like in year 5 and 6? Well, what does any athlete look like at 35, 36 years old?
Not great.
I don't care what type of player he is or what position he plays.
They decline.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what happens. That's why I don't want to give him that many years.
But here's the problem. The alternative is losing him. And so what you're doing is you're paying for the value of what he brings to your team over the next 3 to 4 years, and then you'll handle what that situation calls for in years 5 and 6. And here's the other thing. I know it's a pandemic right now, and people are losing money in professional sports. It's not going to be that way in 5 years. It's not going to be that way in 5 years.
Eventually, things will even out.
Exactly. So him making the money that he's making is going to seem like peanuts at that time. It won't be. You won't be as hamstrung. And here's the other thing. You don't have as many quality baseball players on this team that you need to even be remotely in contention with the Nationals and the Braves. You're probably right there with the Mets.
Yep, right in the middle.
Yeah, you're right there with the Mets. And in order to legitimately compete with those other two teams, this roster needs to be filled with talent. Talent like JT Realmuto, you don't easily replace. What are we going to do, hit the reset button? We're starting over again?
No, but you know what they could do? They could do it like the smart teams. They could develop players. Dodgers aren't giving out bad contracts. They wouldn't touch Bryce Harper last year. They wanted him on a really small deal. Astros don't give out bad contracts. They cheat, but they don't give out bad contracts. You know, the Yankees have changed their ways in the last couple years. They give Gerrit Cole a lot of money, but for the most part, they've built their team with young players they develop. It's not the only way to win.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. Look who's in charge,
man. I know. Yeah. But I can't keep making wrongs because Matt Klentak makes wrongs. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in July. Shop local. Buy her the ring you want now. Details at marks-jewelers.com. This one early is not going to my favor. So which would you rather the Phillies do with JT Realmuto?
I'm surprising.
91.
Yeah, unreal. Didn't see this one coming.
91.8%. Overpay him. Wow. 8.2% are thinking today, and they say let him walk.
Sorry.
Vince is up. What's up, Vince?
Yeah, hi. This is Vince. I'm calling from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Vince, how are
What's
you?
What's up,
Vince? How's Scottsdale, Vince?
It's a little hot here today. It's about 110 degrees.
Damn.
Anyway, let's talk about Realmuto and Klentak and Middleton. I'm really concerned that if Klentak and his analytics crew have any say about it, they'll just, you know, crunch the numbers and not make the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to pay more for Realmuto. You got to keep this guy. As Ike was saying, you know, you traded the pitcher and made these trades before. You didn't do it for anticipating a year and a half of service. So, yes, the market has changed. But, and as Ike also just noted now, this extra money that you might pay him now to bring him in would be chunk change in 3 or 4 years down the road. What the Phillies need to be doing, obviously, is drafting better and getting more players.
Cheaper, yeah, that'll be on cheaper lists.
In a couple of years.
Yes.
Yeah, which is what we're seeing, now, hopefully, with Spencer Howard and Alec Bohm. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, these guys will stick this year, and that would be good. But they need to do that, obviously. But Realmuto is like a once in a very long time player, I think, like Harper. You notice everybody was willing to pay and paid Harper, understanding that the last couple, 3 or 4 years of his contract may not be that productive.
Yep.
But they're accepting that. And I think we ought to do the same thing with Realmuto, not necessarily the last 4 years, but maybe the last year or two may not be as productive.
But Vince, there is a big difference. There is one big difference, though. With Bryce Harper, like a right fielder or an outfielder or first baseman, you know, injury aside, as long as no serious injury happens, they can play and have normal production every year into their early and mid-30s. Like Bryce Harper, I expected to hit 30 home runs a year for the next 10 years. This is not the way what works with catchers, Vince. Catcher's a position, and we've seen it a million times, when catchers start to decline, they go down fast. There's a chance in 3 years he's just not the same player anymore.
Well, yeah, but the thing is they need to get in there. They need to build a nucleus and to have a team to have a shot. I tell you what, I'd hate to be John Middleton trying to talk to Bryce Harper if they let this guy walk.
Yes.
What are you going to say to him after all the promises he made about this thing?
Well, it would be an uncomfortable situation if that was the case. Vince, we appreciate the call. It wouldn't be great.
Yeah.
But they can't make decisions to make Bryce Harper happy.
Yeah, they can.
Well, he can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
He can force his way out of here.
Well, after all he said last year when he came
in
here,
listen,
putting down roots on
the hospitals.
No, here's the thing. Listen, I don't think Bryce would do this, but you had better believe the fan base would be on Bryce's side.
Of course.
Yes, because they want to win also. He wouldn't be saying he doesn't want to be here because he doesn't like the city. He would be saying these guys aren't committed to winning. When Kobe Bryant wanted to get out of L.A., it's because he thought they were going to continue to build people like Kwame Brown and all these Chris Mims and all these Smush Parkers around him. I mean, it wasn't until he threatened to leave that they decided to trade – for Pau Gasol. And when you have a star player like Bryce Harper, when he's unhappy in today's sports world, when the star's unhappy, he gets moved eventually.
Yeah, and he could be loud, and he could be influential. I understand that. But guess what? Just because Bryce Harper likes JT, they have to do things that are smart to make
Bryce
the Phillies better.
Bryce wants to win!
Why does Bryce know what winning looks like? He never won anything yet in his life.
Oh,
he hasn't.
Just say it. Bring it up. The Nationals won the World Series.
They
did. Look, I'm a big Bryce Harper fan, but he's not a GM. Like, come on. He's not a GM. He's a baseball player. Matt, here's my big worry about this. One, I think it's going to be a bad contract eventually. And two, I mean, do you guys trust Matt Klentak to put a group of young players that are cheap around all these expensive guys? Because that's what it would take, right? If they're paying Bryce 25 a year, JT 24 a year, and Wheeler 23 a year, and they still have McCutcheon for another year at 20 at about 16, Segura's not cheap. Like half this salary that they spend is on about five or six players. That means Klentak's got to find a lot of cheap players that are good to fill in to have a contending team. You trust Matt Klentak to do that?
Listen,
I don't.
I'm gonna tell you what it's a fireable offense, man. You trade away this guy. You can't get this guy signed, and you traded away the players that you traded away, and you signed Jake Arrieta. Like Bryce Harper can't cover up everything else Matt Klentak has
done. Well, I understand that.
So I mean, who are we gonna trust to build the team if Matt Klentak is gonna keep his job? So unless John Middleton is going to remove Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail. I mean, the only thing they can do is sort of mismatch this thing and spin when it's an opportunity to spin, but also continue to draft and develop. See, to me, this is an important enough position that I will go ahead and pay for it. I would go ahead and pay for it. Zach Wheeler was an important enough position, meaning you needed somebody to go with Aaron Nola at the top of this rotation, that they paid Zach Wheeler what they paid him. And people say, why would you pay a pitcher that much money? You're not ready to win right now. That's something you should do when you're actually ready to win. You're just going to waste him. He's going to $22 million a year, and this team's not ready to win. So why go get a pitcher like Zach Wheeler?
Yeah, a lot of people said that. And look at the projections for the season. Most people don't think they're ready to win. I mean, I want them to be. I think they'll be better, but they're not ready yet.
Yeah, but see, yeah, they put us in this position, Joe.
Here's what I'm asking.
In the middle of, are we rebuilding? Are we trying to win right now?
I just want them to make smart decisions. Why is this so hard? Smart decisions eventually leads to a winning team. That should be the way it works.
Listen, I'm with you on that. We all want them to make smart decisions. I don't know why they make the
decisions. No, we're talking with our heart right now. We love JT.
No, the smart decision would be making sure you retain JT. That's the smart decision.
Well, look, I think we all we're all on the side that we want him here, but it's about the cost and the years.
With Matt Klentak in charge, we would have lost out on Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. We know Bryce Harper wasn't his choice. He wanted Manny, and then he decided it's only a certain amount of money I'm willing to spend for Manny Machado.
Well, look, I don't defend Klentak often. He was right about the price for those guys. He didn't think it was going to cost – like, we were all saying $350, $400, and he held his ground, and he got one of them.
No, he didn't get any one of them.
He did. They got Bryce Harper.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
They got Bryce Harper.
John Middleton got Bryce Harper.
But they got Bryce Harper.
John Middleton got Bryce Harper.
Klentak knew the market. He was right.
No,
he was right that the Dodgers weren't really going to do it. The Giants probably weren't ready. He recognized, and I think he's right on Real Muto too. I don't think there's five teams out there that are going to give this guy in his 30s $150 million. I think Klentak's right on this.
Let me tell you where he's wrong, because he's trying to do this like it's a manual from a book. Like, this is the formula you use, and if it doesn't add up to this, then this is not the right move. Hey, guess what? Humans win baseball games. Human beings, not numbers on a page, not a formula that you come up with in a chemistry lab with analytics. That's not what wins baseball games.
That's Klentak.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and that's why we ended up with Gabe Kapler, who was also managing from a manual, as opposed to having a gut feeling, right, as opposed to managing with some sort of feel for the game. You know, John Middleton is sitting back and saying, yeah, you know what, Matt, you were right. Nobody else is going to offer Manny Machado $300 million. You don't need it. We don't need it. Oh, guess what? San Diego did. Oh, Padres did? Huh. Yeah, you know what, John? Nobody's going to offer Bryce Harper $300 million. yeah, you know what? But it doesn't look like he's running here to sign this $250 million we want to give him. He's not running to sign that, and our fan base is getting restless. Let me move in here, close this deal, because I'm a deal maker. I'm not a potted plant. Don't bother me with $1 million and $2 million deals for the Ike Reeses of the
only
world.
Only the big decisions
yeah,
for
yeah,
John.
Don't bother me for the Ike Reeses of the world.
Whatever happened to Ike Reese?
Yeah, when you want to get a big-name player signed, you bring me in here. I come in here to close deals.
The big decisions, that's John yes. Wilson, like hiring Matt Klentak and hiring Annie McPhail. He did that too, 215-592-9494. Reggie is
I'm
in
the
Trenton.
Baseball guy on the show, man.
What's up, yeah, Reggie? What's going on?
Today. What's up,
listen,
Reggie?
The one thing I think nobody's mentioning is the fact that JT didn't even become a catcher until he was in the minor leagues. So you got to add a couple more years of that. Where you're saying where catchers decline, he hasn't done all that wear and tear all this time on his body. And the other thing is, you let him walk, who's going to want to come there? You got Bryce Harper. And you let JT walk. Other players aren't even going to want to come to the Phillies because they don't think they're really trying to do anything.
Well, I mean, it depends on how much they offer other players. But Reggie, you make a good point on.
Well, you have to overpay them.
Well, but maybe they're more valuable. Maybe they're younger. Maybe it changed. But Reggie, you make a good point on him not catching his whole life. He was a shortstop in high school. He was a great athlete, mm-hmm. and he only started catching the minors. And I think that's fair. And maybe that's part of why he thinks he can catch for a long time. But let's not forget, he caught almost every day last year. It worries me how much he caught. Like, if he keeps catching 140 games a year, his legs aren't going to last. I don't care when
yeah.
he started catching.
Well, why didn't
yeah, but can I say this?
Yes.
It's hard enough now to sit through a ball game, and you get rid of one of our stars, it's just going to make it even harder, you know, to sit through a ball game now takes so long. You
yeah.
know, when you're not putting people out there that you want to watch play baseball.
Yeah, I'm excited
appreciate
to watch Andrew Knapp.
Well, he's not going to be the starter. I mean, I like Knapp, but like he can't be a starter.
Yeah, he's going to watch Andrew Knapp 120 games. By the way, why didn't analytics play into Gabe's decision to play JT every day?
Listen.
Didn't he know about this?
People forget. One of the few things I criticized Gabe for all last year, I said he's playing Real Muto too much. It's too much wear and tear on his body. That worries me. 215-592-9494. We're going to continue taking your calls on this. Would you rather let JT Realmuto walk or overpay to bring him back in years and money? But on the other side, we're going to talk some celebrity run-ins. Like, I hopped in yesterday with Mark Cerise to talk about mm-hmm. when J.R. Smith almost beat me up when I was in high school. So some other celebrity run-ins.
Is he the first one that threatened to beat you up?
I think so. And I don't think I was beaten up before that. But JR wasn't really a celebrity yet, but he became one. Celebrity run-ins. We'll talk about that coming up. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.